The Garden of Eden. The whole earth was like a lovely garden. It was much more beautiful than we can ever see it now, even in early summer. But the Lord made a special home for Adam and Eve. He planted a garden and filled it with every tree and plant that was very pretty or full of lovely fruit. He called the garden Eden and gave it to Adam and Eve to be their home. What a happy home they had there in Eden. Even the beasts loved man and liked to obey him. There was no fear in that wonderful home. All was love and happiness and peace. The beautiful angels from heaven often visited the happy pair in Eden. These heavenly visitors taught them about God and His love and gave them lessons to help them take proper care of their earthly home. God knew that Adam and Eve would not be happy to sit around and do nothing, so He gave them the job of caring for the garden. In the middle of the garden were two special trees. One was a wonderful tree called the Tree of Life. We are told that this tree had 12 kinds of fruit, a new crop every month, and Adam and Eve could freely eat of the 12 kinds of beautiful fruit from this tree. As long as they could eat the fruit of this tree, they would never get sick or die. The other special tree in the garden was called the Tree of Knowledge of Good and Evil. When God placed Adam and Eve in the lovely Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it, He talked to them about the trees. He gave them one rule. He said that they could eat fruit from every tree in the garden but this one. They must not eat the fruit from that one tree. This rule was a test to see if Adam and Eve would love and obey God or choose their own way. It was as small a test as God could make for them. They had millions of trees full of fruit, and they could eat all they wanted. But from this one tree, they were not to eat fruit. God told them that if they did eat from it, they would surely die. To disobey God's command to them would be a sin, and sin brings death. God is love. He did not wish sin to enter the world. He made man free so that he could choose right from wrong. God did not want man to be just a puppet. He wanted man to love God because he wanted to. You can't truly love someone unless you are free to choose not to love them. God gave man the chance to choose whether he would love and obey him or not. Adam and Eve were also warned that there was someone who wanted to try and trick them into doing wrong. This someone could not bother them unless they went close to the tree of knowledge of good and evil.